Congratulations. How pleased are you to get your future sorted out?
Yeah, I'm over the moon. You know, it's never nice sort of going into the sort of pre-season without knowing sort of where your future is. But, you know, as soon as I found out that the club wanted to offer me a contract, it was sort of plain sailing, really, because, you know, I always wanted to stay at Barnsley.
Right, so there's never any wish to go elsewhere, or were there any offers from elsewhere?
No, for me, it was just a case of, you know, the club showing a lot of faith in me, and especially the gaffer. So, you know, it was a case of, you know, if the deal was, you know, right, then I was always going to sign it. It wasn't a case of even looking to go anywhere else. It was always a case of, you know, if the deal's right, then this is the place that I want to be.
Is it nice to have a club that wants you? Because I've obviously in sort of recent years with various loan spells and just things not working out of various clubs, was it kind of a sort of nice feeling to have a club that wanted you to stay?
Yeah, like I said, it was a fresh feeling. You know, because it's, you know, I said before, it's not nice, you know, going to the end of the season, especially if you're not wanting, you've been told, like, you know, in previous years, I've been told, you know, my services are required, that sort of thing. So, you know, it was nice to know that, you know, whatever happened, I was going to get offered something from Barnsley, you know, regarding of, you know, what the offer was going to be. It was always nice to know that, you know, there's something going to be on the table there. And, you know, it's a fantastic club, and I've fully enjoyed my time there. And, you know, it's, in my opinion, it's a club definitely on the up.
I mean, obviously, with David Flitcroft staying as well, that must have sort of swayed your thoughts in terms of, you know, agreeing to come back.
Yeah, it was massive, you know, because of the changes that he's trying to implicate at the club and the stuff that he's trying to do, you know, the sort of personnel he's trying to bring in, the staff he's got, you know, everything about what he's trying to do is, in my opinion, top-notch. And, you know, people can see, obviously, with the way that things change from sort of January till the end of the season, that the atmosphere around the club and the togetherness that we've got is special. And I think, you know, he's trying to keep that together. You know, as soon as he signed his contract, you know, it was sort of a no-brainer for me.
I mean, obviously, you've worked under various managers in your career. What's so special, what's different about sort of David's approach to the game?
I think partly he still looks at it from, as a player, because, you know, he's been assistant manager and he's been around the lads. And, you know, even from that time at Rochdale, you know, he was always quite close to the players, and I think that portrays in the way that he is as a manager as well. You know, he brings out the best in people, both on and off the pitch. And I think that's one of his greatest sort of traits, is being a great man manager. And, you know, he brings a togetherness. You know, even when you're not playing, you feel like you're part of the team, and that's special, because at a lot of clubs, you know, you get the odd player, he's not playing, he's sulking and stuff like that. And, you know, if you can keep a togetherness of 18 players who are happy at any one time, then, you know, it's a special atmosphere, and he manages to do that. And the staff that he's brought in, they sort of complement each other very, very well, the three of them. So, you know, I think it's a great decision to sign all three of them.
I mean, that must have been a big influence in terms of the sort of the run into the season and the way you managed to avoid relegation as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, you've seen the personnel that was used. You know, it wasn't a case of, it was just 11 players, you know, and then they started every week and, you know, they won the games. You know, we had players come off the bench, we had players that weren't starting one week or maybe not even in the squad one week and then starting the next game, and everybody sort of pulling the weight. You know, we didn't stay up on the fact of two or three individual players. We stayed up with a group, with a togetherness, and as a team, you know, we did it together, and that's what made it even more special.
In a way, did David kind of rekindled your career at Barnsley, wasn't it? Because I think it coincided with when he came in as caretaker manager. You seem to have your best form as well for the club.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, originally I was only training with the club, and you know, Goldie was playing so well in the fall that, you know, it was a case of nothing I'd done wrong, just the fact that he was playing so well. So, you know, I never really got my opportunity under Keith. But, you know, when the gaffer took over, he changed it to a three. And, you know, a lot of people probably would have frowned upon the fact of me playing in a three when I'm only, you know, 5'9½", do you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
We wanted to implement a different sort of game plan and use sort of my attributes of passing to try and bring the team forward and play, you know, further up the pitch. And, you know, I think it worked well, you know, because I do enjoy defending and I enjoy getting the ball. So I think it brought out the best in me. And then obviously, you know, when we did play a four, you know, I thought I played in a few different positions. And, you know, when you're enjoying your football, the form kind of takes care of itself. And that's what happened, really.
Did you still manage to enjoy it despite the, you know, the kind of pressure that was on you to stay in the division? Was it still an enjoyable time?
Yeah, personally it was for me, because, you know, I think most of the football world and a lot of people sort of wrote us off. You know, I think we were sort of, you know, favourites all along to go down. And, you know, we spoke about it going into games, you know, the big games against Brighton and Watford and teams like that the pressure wasn't really on us because everybody expected us to lose. So, you know, we went out there and, you know, implemented our game plan, and we knew if we implemented our game plan the way that we wanted to do it, then 9 times out of 10, you know, we'd get some sort of result, you know. And you've seen with the team spirit, you know, games like Cardiff and Crystal Palace where, you know, our backs were against the wall, but we got something out of the game, and I think that was crucial at the end.
Mm. Have you still kind of recovered from that, from the emotional game at Huddersfield? Does it seem a long time ago now?
Yeah, it was a strange one because, you know, afterwards it just didn't sink in properly. Like, it was, you know, had we, you know, we obviously stayed up, but it was, you know, it just didn't sink in, and I think it was the same for a lot of the players and even some of the staff. And it's only now when you look back and it's, you know, whatever, 3-4 weeks later that you actually realise what you've sort of achieved. You know, and it's good to look back and say, like, that we achieved that, but, you know, now it's all about, for me, next season and, you know, making sure that we're not in that same position again.
Well, what's the realistic aim for next season then? Where do you think Barnsley can be next season?
Well, you know, first and foremost, you say, well, you don't want to be in that same position as you was last season. You don't want to be going down to the last game of the season needing a win to stay up, sort of thing. In my opinion, you know, anything around mid-table would be a fantastic achievement, but you know, you can't set yourself targets like that. You've just got to try and hit that 50-point barrier early doors and, you know, kick on from there. But, you know, if the guy makes a couple of shrewd signings in the summer, then who knows, if we carry on form from last season. You know, I think we were second or third in the form table. So, you know, you just never know what might happen. You've just got to just go into every game and, like I said, enjoy your football and see what happens.
What about for you personally, after your frustrating spell at Leicester? Do you think is it more like kind of unfinished business for you in the Championship now?
Yeah, definitely. You know, people sort of write you off and then, you know, you play well and then you're sort of back in there. But, you know, for me, it's all about getting a full season in the Championship and, you know, playing as well as I possibly can. And hopefully, you know, we have a good season at Barnsley.